This is Money Talks for January 28th. They called him Old Coppernose. History may remember him for his six wives and his split with the Roman Catholic Church. But for his people, it was what Henry VIII did to England's silver and gold coins in order to pay for his own extravagance that affected them the most. This is ANA's Money Talks. Henry's nickname, Old Coppernose, was earned when he debased the country's silver coinage. When his silver-coated coins became slightly worn, they displayed their high copper content. Henry's portrait on the coin showed wear first on the nose, giving Old Coppernose his name. Until then, England's precious metal coins had always maintained an excellent fineness and quality. Coins were struck in sterling silver and practically pure gold. But Henry VIII changed all that. At one point, gold coins were reduced to only 20 carat fineness, about 83% pure. Silver was reduced even more dramatically. Henry's last coins contain only one-third silver. Is it any wonder Henry's nose quickly turned brown? Henry died on this date in 1547. When his son, Edward VI, became king, he continued to issue the coins featuring his father's name and portrait. Only after raising the coins to a more respectable fineness did Edward feature his name or portrait on them. Later monarchs avoided Henry's unpopular moves. British gold coins retain 22-carat fineness to this day. Sterling silver continued to be issued until after World War I. The United States, less affected by wars that ravaged Europe, was able to continue issuing circulating coins that contained 90% silver until 1965. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Scott T. Rottinghouse and underwritten by Western Publishing Company and its Whitman division, serving collectors for more than 50 years. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club, for over a century. For a free transcript, send a large self-addressed stamped envelope to ANA, Box 2196, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Request program number 84. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.